Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 27th of October. Over the past 40 years or so, nearly all of the main economic crises that have hit the world have been crises that central banks could solve, or at least play a leading role in solving. Central banks can essentially do two things. They can change the cost of credit, and they can change the availability of liquidity in the real economy. Most problems in the last 40 years have been about the cost of credit or the availability of liquidity. Central banks have therefore been central to solving these problems. Right from the start, the economic challenge of the pandemic has been that this is not a conventional crisis. There was no credit crunch, nor was there a liquidity crunch that caused the slowdown. The slowdown was caused by government decree, which took income from businesses and employees of those businesses. Changing the cost of credit or the availability of liquidity does nothing to change that root cause of the economic downturn. All of this means that today's euro area data is actually quite important. M3 money supply data is due, which is likely to show that there is no lack of liquidity holding the economy back. And the European Central Bank's bank lending survey is also due, and that's going to signal the extent to which there may be constraints on credit or not. What today's data is likely to stress is that clamouring for more central bank action is misguided. This is a crisis that requires a fiscal policy response. It is not that central banks have run out of ammunition. Central banks have plenty of ammunition to fight problems that they are designed to fight. The issue here is that this is a war that central banks should not be attempting to fight. In the US, durable goods orders for September make an appearance. The September numbers will show the effects of the fear of unemployment that came from the ending of additional unemployment benefits. And there is a concern that the ending of benefits may have slowed the rate at which savings have been spent. The evidence to date is that savings were being spent on consumer durable goods. All those home makeover television shows had some kind of psychological effect on global consumers. Global data has been showing considerable strength in consumer durable goods demand, though more weakness in business demand for durable goods. The US is also giving consumer confidence data for October. Confidence data is strongly influenced by the media, and in a highly polarized and sensationalist media environment ahead of next week's elections, this data should therefore be treated with considerable caution. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.